إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through redeeming your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. We have been hearing a word that has been repeated oftentimes in many of our circles. And this is the word, as-sunnah. The sunnah. We hear it in the phrase of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, da'u sunnata tamdi la ta'aridu laha bil-ray. Let the sunnah go forth and don't oppose it with your own opinions. Or as we have coined the phrase, let the sunnah go forth and don't oppose it. We hear this word sunnah in masjid wa ahl sunnah, or madrasat wa ahl sunnah, or maktabat wa ahl sunnah, or risalat wa ahl sunnah, or even Ahl Sunnah Boulevard, we hear the word as Sunnah. Are you upon the Sunnah? We want to be on the Sunnah. We are teaching the Sunnah. We are calling the people to the Sunnah. And this Sunnah is referring to the Sunnah that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, died upon. And this has been explained to us by the Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. As he is the Imam wa Ahl Sunnah, wa sabiru tahta al mihna, and he said, "Ajma' al tis'una rajulan min al tabi'ina wa a'immat al muslimina wa a'immat al salafi wa fuqaha al amsari 'ala anna al sunnah, al sunnah allati tuwfi 'anha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awwaluha al ridha'u bi qada'i Allah 'azza wa jalla." والتسليم لأمره والصبر على حكمه والأخذ بما أمر الله به والانتهاء عما نهى الله عنه والإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره وترك المراء والجدال في الدين والمسح على الخفين والجهاد مع كل خليفة بر وفاجر. والجهاد مع كل خليفة بر وفاجر، والصلاة على من مات من أهل القبلة، والإيمان قول وعمل يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية، والقرآن كلام الله منزل على قلب نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم غير مخلوق من حيث ما تولي، والصبر تحت لواء السلطان على ما كان فيه من عدل أو جور، وألا نخرج على الأمراء بالسيف وإن جاروا، وألا نكفر أحدا من أهل التوحيد وإن عملوا الكبائر، والكف عما شجر بين أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأفضل الناس بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي بن عم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، والترحم على جميع أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أولاده وأزواجه وأصهاره رضوان الله عليهم. فهذه السنة إلزموها تسلموا، أخذها هدى وتركها ضلالا. تمت الرسالة، وهو مخرج في طبقات الحنابلة تحت ترجمة الحسن بن إسماعيل الربعي. أحمد بن حنبل الشيباني رحمه الله، the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, the one who was patient in the times of trial and test, he said, 90 men from amongst the Tabi'un and from the Imams of the Muslims and from the Imams of the Salaf and from the fiqh scholars of the Muslim cities, they all unanimously agree that the Sunnah, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon it, is the first of which is being satisfied or pleased with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal and submitting to His command and being patient with His judgment and taking that which He has commanded to be done and staying away from that which He has forbid. To have iman in qadr, or belief or faith in predestination or the divine decree, the good of it and the bad of it. To leave off arguing and debating in the deen. To wipe over the two khufs or the two leather socks. To fight jihad with every khalifa, whether he is righteous or criminal. To fight jihad with every khalifa, whether he is righteous or criminal. To make the janazah salat on everyone who dies from the people who face this qibla. Iman is a statement and an action. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. The Quran is the speech of Allah. It was revealed to the heart of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have patience under the banner of the Sultan or under the banner of the leader, whatever you find in him, whether it's justice or oppression, and not to overthrow the leaders by means of the sword, even if they are oppressive, and not to make anyone from Ahl al-Tawheed or anyone who says La ilaha illallah a kafir or a disbeliever, even if they commit major sins, and to refrain from delving into that which took place amongst the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the finest of humanity after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, the cousin of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to show mercy on all of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To show mercy on his children, his wives, his relatives. May the pleasure of Allah be upon all of them. This is the sunnah. Stick with it and you'll be safe. Being upon it is guidance, and to leave it is error or straying or deviance. And this is the end of what has been presented, and it has been collected in the Tabaqat al-Hanabila under the biography of Al-Hassan ibn Ismail al-Rubi'i. This is the sunnah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. I am advising myself and the believers to memorize the sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has died upon. This is your belief. This is your aqidah. This is what every Muslim should be upon. The word, the sunnah, has been flowing on the people's tongue. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is the sunnah that should be a part of your belief. This is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. This is that which was described to you by the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ahmad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani rahimahullah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to die upon the sunnah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself died upon. Ameen. Bismillah. الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. This is the sunnah. Stick with it and you'll be safe. This is the sunnah. Stick with it and you'll be safe. This is the sunnah. Being upon it is guidance. This is the sunnah. Being upon it is guidance. This is the sunnah. To leave it is to error. This is the sunnah. To leave it is to go astray. This is the sunnah. To leave it is to deviate from that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. Memorize that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. And teach it to your family and your children. And teach it to the Muslims. And call to it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you amongst those people who die upon the sunnah. But today we want to emphasize a point that was mentioned in this aqidah. And we can refer to it by motioning to the statement of Ibn Abi Izz al-Hanafi rahimahullah, as he says, فَمِنْ عُيُوبِ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ تَكْفِيرُ بَعْضِهِمْ بَعْضًا وَمِنْ مَمَادِحِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ أَنَّهُمْ يُخَطِّئُونَ وَلَا يُكَفِّرُونَ. Ibn Abi Izz al-Hanafi rahimahullah, he says, as he is explaining the aqidah of Imam al-Tahawi rahimahullah, he says, from the blameworthy defects of the people of bid'ah is that they make kafirs or disbelievers out of each other. And from that which is praiseworthy from the people of knowledge is that they make each other mistaken and they don't make each other disbelievers. We want to refer to the statement of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. وَأَلَّا نُكَفِّرَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَإِنْ عَمِلُوا الْكَبَائِرِ. And we do not make anyone from Ahlul Tawheed a kafir, even if he commits major sins. This is the aqidah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. This is the sunnah. And this is what we have found the ulama or the scholars of this deen upon generation after generation from the people of Ahlul Hadith and the people of the four madhabs and others. As Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he says, في عقيدته وأنه لا يكفر أحدا من أهل القبلة بالذنب. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, from Ahl al-Hadith, he says in his aqidah that has been collected by Imam al-Lalakai in his Sharh Usul al-I'tiqal Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, And we do not make anyone from the people who face this Qibla a kafir because of a sin. And we see in the statement of Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi al-Hanafi rahimahullah, قال وَأَنَّهُ لَا يُكَفَّرُ أَحَدًا مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ بِذَنْبٍ مَا لَمْ يَسْتَحِلَّهُ وَلَا نَقُولُ لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ ذَنْبٌ لِمَنْ عَمِلَهُ. Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah, from amongst the Hanafi scholars, he says, and we do not make anyone from amongst the people who face this Qibla a kafir, a disbeliever because of any sin, so long as he doesn't make it permissible. And we do not say that a sin does not affect your iman if you commit a sin. And we see from the statement of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani al-Maliki rahimahullah qal وَأَنَّهُ لَا يُكْفَرُ بِذَنْبٍ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ أو كما قال. And Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani from amongst the Maliki scholars, he says, and no one from amongst the people who face this Qibla is considered a kafir or a disbeliever because of any sin that he has committed. And Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah from amongst the Shafi'i scholars, he says, وَعَلَّمْ أَنَّ مَذْهَبَ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ أَنَّهُ لَا يُكْفَرُ أَحَدٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ بِذَنْبٍ وَلَا يُكْفَرُ أَهْلُ الْأَهْوَاءِ وَالْبِدَعِ وَإِنْ جَحَدَ مَا يُعْلَمُ مِنْ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ ضُرُورَةً حُكِمَ بِرِدَّتِهِ وَكُفْرِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ قَرِيبَ أَهْدٍ بِالْإِسْلَامِ أو نشأ ببادية بعيدة ونحوه. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah from amongst the Shafi'i scholars, he says, and the explanation that he has for Sahih Muslim, I want you to know that the position of the people who are upon the truth is that no one from amongst the people who face this Qibla is considered a kafir because of any sin that he commits. Nor is the people who follow their desires or the people of bid'ah from amongst the Muslims kufar because of a sin that they committed. Except if they deny something that is very fundamentally known from the religion of al-Islam, then the verdict will be given that they are apostate, and the verdict will be given that they are kufar after their Islam, except that they have newly embraced al-Islam, or that they live in outside of the cities, or something like this, as Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah explains. وَقَالَ شَيْخَ الْإِسْلَامِ ابْنُ تَيْمِيَّةِ مِنْ شُيُوخِ الْحَنَابِلَةِ كَمَا مِنْ أُصُولِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ أنهم لا يكفرون أحدا بذنب فكذلك لا يكفرون أحدا ببدعة. وقال في مكان آخر في مجموع الفتاوى من ثبت إسلامه بيقين فلم يزل ذلك عنه بشك. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية from amongst the Hanbali scholars, he says, as we know from amongst the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that they don't make anyone a kafir or a disbeliever because of a sin they committed. And likewise, they do not make anyone a kafir because of an act of bid'ah that they may have performed. And Shaykh al-Islam, he says in another place in the Majmu' al-Fatawa, he says that whoever has his Islam established with a certainty, then his Islam is not removed from him by something that is uncertain. This is the believer, this is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the aqidah of the people who say that they are Salafi. This is from amongst the outstanding characteristics of the people upon the Sunnah, that they don't make the Muslims kufar, that they don't make the Muslims disbelievers because of any sin that they committed. This is the way of Ahlul Sunnah. This is the way of all of the scholars. Understand this point and spread this point so that the Muslims are not misunderstood and thinking that the people who say that they are Salafi, or the people who say that we're from Ahlul Sunnah, or Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or Ahlul Hadith, that we do not make the Muslims kufar because of any sin that they committed. However, it is, as Hafiz al-Hakimi explains, مُؤْمِنٌ نَاقِصُ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ مُؤْمِنٌ بِإِيمَانِهِ فَاسِقٌ بِكَبِيرَتِهِ. As Hafiz al-Hakimi, he says, in his Ma'arij al-Qubul, He says he is a believer and his iman is deficient. Or he is a believer with his iman and he is a sinner because of his major sins. This is a point of the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah. This is a point that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. And this is the point that we want to make clear to everyone, that this is the way of Ahlul Sunnah. We do not make a Muslim a kafir because of any sin that he committed. Rather, if he commits sins, then he is a sinner by the sins that he commits, and he is a Muslim by the iman that he has in Allah Azza wa Jal, and that which was brought by the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let this point be understood. And for those who may be mistaken by the likes of the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is collected in the hadith by Imam Muslim, سِبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِ فُسُوقٌ وَقِتَالُهُ كُفْرٌ. To insult a Muslim is fusuq, and to fight him is kufr. It might come to your understanding or to your misunderstanding of Islam that if two Muslims fight, then that is kufr, or that makes the Muslims kufar, or other texts that have been narrated on the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't let that make you understand that the Muslims are kuffar. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says in his Quran, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, when the two believing parties fight, when the two believing parties fight, then make up between the two. Until Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, as we continue in the surah, Surah Al-Hujurat, the believers are nothing but brothers, so make up between your two brothers. Meaning make up between your two brothers when they fight. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he describes the Muslims who fight each other as believers. Believers because of their iman, and sinners because of the sins that they committed in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This aqidah has been established by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and the tabi'un and the scholars of this deen and the imams of the salaf and the fit scholars in the different cities. This is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you stick with it, you'll be safe. Being upon it is guidance, and leaving it is astray. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the Muslims who live upon that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to let us die upon the sunnah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make us amongst the Muslims who learn their Islam from the Quran and the sunnah and the scholars of this deen. Oh Allah, let us learn our deen from the Quran and the sunnah and the scholars of this deen. Oh Allah, make us amongst the Muslims who follow the Quran and the sunnah and the scholars of this deen. Oh Allah, make us ahl sunnah. Oh Allah, make us from the people upon the sunnah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died upon. Oh Allah, increase us in iman. Oh Allah, increase us in taqwa. Oh Allah, increase, accept from us our righteous deeds. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and give us the good in the hereafter and save us from the fire. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, remove from our community all the harm that has afflicted the Muslims. Oh Allah, make it easy for us. Oh Allah, make us from amongst the successful. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter. Save us from the fire.